Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas, and really glad to have everyone tuned in this morning. And Jamie's here, bright and early, ready to go. Right, Jamie?
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning. So this is going to be a trend-setting event, our radio show today.
Yes.
We're going to be setting trends for 2024.
Maybe forecasting, but yeah, we can say setting.
No, we're setting now.
Oh, setting.
No,
oh, yeah. Right here and now. Let's do it.
Right here. Dave Fox Remodeling, setting trends. For at least the United States.
Yeah.
North America, let's say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the Midwest.
Yeah. South America, they can do. South America can do whatever they want to down there. Europe, that's fine.
Yep. Yeah. Although Europe's usually ahead of the game, so maybe.
Well,
they're...
we're changing that.
Right? Oh, okay. Right? Changing
today.
That too.
Yes, right. Gosh. We are setting the trends.
Now I feel a lot of pressure.
Europe will be following next year.
Europe following the Midwest?
Yeah.
I see that.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So 2024 design trends, you know, coming off of, it's so funny looking back at some of the trends over the years, you know, and how much they've changed. And it's also always fascinating to me how trends really do take over. I feel like oftentimes you'll see a trend first and you'll be like, I don't like it. It's not for me. And then all of a sudden you come around to it and you like it and you want it. And it's like, why does that happen?
I hate it when I go through that because it's like, oh, that who would ever want to do that? And then I find myself months later saying that is so cool. And it's like, I hate myself for doing it.
Yeah. I know. You feel like you got pressured, right? Like you succumbed to peer pressure.
Why did I change my mind like that? I know. What's the matter with me?
It's crazy. Well, and then even looking back on trends, you know, there was such an era of gray, you know, being just everything.
Yeah.
And we've really gotten away from that, and everything's so much warmer now and all about the warm tones instead of those cool tones of the grays. And it's not that gray is completely out by any means, but a lot of that kind of cool feeling is out, and it's all about being warm, you know, and feeling warm.
Grays can be surrounded by a little more vibrant colors.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So in trends, you know, of course, colors are trends, and they're probably the easiest thing to change, pink color, trim color, all that kind of stuff. But trends in cabinetry are not so volatile because that's considered a permanent item.
Yeah, it's a pretty bold choice.
Yeah, although people have become much more bold with cabinetry.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, like in an island, you know, somewhere like that, that feels a little bit less less committal, I guess, than the whole kitchen. But
there's been some real vibrant colors that we've done in cabinetry, even whole kitchens. It's pretty amazing.
I know. A lot of the natural wood has come back too, kind of doing, you know, stained cabinetry, which I personally love.
Yeah, that took a while too.
It did. It's been gone for a while and it's finally coming back around.
Yep.
But I mean, that classic white kitchen is just always going to be classic. I don't think it's ever going to be out of style.
Right.
But
the accoutrements can change.
Definitely.
In the kitchen.
I know. Yeah. Yes.
You like that word, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I said it just for you, Jamie.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. But yeah, you know, you'd mentioned colors and, you know, the color companies of the world, they're really setting a lot of the trends by just picking the color of the year. And, you know, sometimes I see that color of the year and it's kind of like we were just talking about. I look at it and I'm like, no way, that's terrible.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Because we have so many people now picking the color of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you going to believe? Major paint companies do it. Pantone, of course, they're
Pantone, Sherwin-Williams, you know, Pittsburgh Paints, Benjamin Moore, they all pick a color of the year. And I think honestly, a lot of times, sometimes it's interesting too, because every year, Melissa, she, one of our client concierge, she puts together our e-newsletters that go out once a month. And every year for our January newsletter is trends. And she shows kind of all the, you know, color of the year and everything like that. Most years, it's really interesting. They tend to all go together. They actually make a very pretty palette.
Okay.
And this year it was funny because she was struggling with coming up with it because the palette doesn't quite go together. And of course, she still managed to make it beautiful, but it was a little bit more of a challenge than it typically is.
Interesting. You know, speaking of colors going together, I found out, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 years ago that I can be an expert at picking paint colors.
Oh, really?
By going to Benjamin Moore's site and looking at all their 20 whatever colors.
Yeah, you just look at that year's colors.
2016 or something is when I first thought, oh my gosh, they show all these colors and which ones go together well. So yeah. I painted my basement with those colors and my wife thought I was crazy. Some of them were kind of bold.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can just become a color expert by going on to Benjamin Moore's site or Sherwin Williams, yeah, and they'll show all these color
I do like when they tell you, yeah, the palette, or like if you have a color in your home, what other colors go well with it. Yep. And it's often because of the same like undertone within those colors, but it is a very helpful, helpful tool. I know I've done that myself in my home, you know, just we bought a previously owned home and I liked the color of the home, but we wanted to change one room. Mm-hmm. And I just went on Sherwin-Williams, looked up our color and saw what went with it. And sure enough, it was great.
Yep.
Easy peasy.
It is fun.
Yeah. But for this year, for 2024, the color of the year for Pantone is a color called Peach Fuzz, mm-hmm, which is kind of what it sounds like. It's a peach, a little bit of a terracotta peach. And then Sherwin-Williams color is Upward, which I'm trying to remember it now. I don't have a visual in front of me, but I think it has a yellow tone to it, if I'm not mistaken. And then Pittsburgh Paints is called Limitless. And Benjamin Moore is the one that's kind of way different than everybody else. And there's this Blue Nova. Mm. And it's kind of a brighter blue. I'm not sure, you know, maybe where the intent of that color is. I personally don't see it on walls, but... Mm-hmm. Maybe more as like an accent color of sorts could be fun, but it's definitely a pop of color. And, but yeah, it was really interesting. They kind of don't go together this year.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Wow. But
something went awry in the color world.
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah. I always wonder, you know, do they all sit around in a room and think about the names or who names these?
Oh, gosh. Oh, if you had to name all the paint colors, that'd be a torturous job.
That would be. I know. Actually, I think it'd be fun.
I just go through the dictionary.
I would just give it to my kids. Then they'd be really funny names.
Popsicle, candy
Peach
bar.
Fuzz, I don't know. Upward, Limitless, Blue Nova. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting names.
I like the word Nova in paint. That's kind of out of this world, isn't it?
Yeah. Feels exciting.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, a lot to look forward to in 2024. And for this episode, we went through our interior design staff, of course, and asked them kind of their, you know, insight on what trends they're seeing and think they're going to be seeing more of in 2024. And then we also kind of looked to some of the other, you know, professionals out there, Studio McGee, Howes, of course, and took a look at what some of their premonitions might be.
Does Pinterest do that?
Pinterest, no. I don't believe they do a trends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can see Howes doing it for sure.
Yeah, Howes for sure. Howes is a little bit more dedicated to interior design. Pinterest, I think their algorithm kind of picks what you see and kind of what probably has something to do with trends, but especially the ability to do image searches now.
Yeah.
Not only on Pinterest, but Google. I mean, I feel like that has completely changed the web.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I use that feature daily. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever used it before.
Really?
So I could type in airplanes and it would show me.
Yeah. Not only that, if you found a picture of an airplane that you liked or wanted to know what type that was, if you didn't know for some reason, you could do a Google image search and it would tell you everything about what the image.
Cool.
So, yeah. It's a good feature.
I'll try that sometime.
Yeah.
Or a piece of hardware that I don't know how to name to find another one.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it and, okay.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
I'll give it a try. All kinds of things that you learn here on the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. So, we're glad everyone's with us. We do want to tell you about our website, stayfox.com. If you haven't been there, be sure to go there and see tons of info about remodeling. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas, president of Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers in Columbus, Ohio. And Jamie Brotslavsky, our marketing director.
Yes.
Manager. All things marketing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Which even includes world. Doing a radio show.
Which even includes co-hosting a radio show. Yep. Who would have thought?
I don't know.
But yeah, so, you know, we were talking about trends and I'd mentioned that we... asked our interior design team, you know, some of the trends they're seeing, and also a little bit of what they're hoping to see more of. You know, they're very, very at liberty to what our clients want and are asking for, and they're very good about kind of pushing their limits in a comfortable way. But it's, I think it can be hard for a designer to not have full freedom all the time and just do whatever they want. But they're so,
there are designers like that, right?
Yeah.
But ours are not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. There are designers that get to just design whatever they want. And ours get to design whatever you want, the client wants, which I think is really, it's a different kind of mentality, right? When you're selflessly doing it.
Right. And as you said, with tasteful options that might, I don't know, be eye-opening to the client.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think oftentimes people are scared, right? They're a little nervous to push their limits, or they don't want to not like something, or they don't want to get sick of something. I think that's the fear we all kind of have with everything that we do in our homes is, well, I don't want to regret it. And especially when you're making an investment like this on a big remodel, the worry of regret, I think, can be a little daunting. But having that professional say, like, this is the right thing, or these options are great options, and giving you that kind of confidence to make those choices just makes the design that much better.
Yeah, there's a few statements I've read in some recent reviews that just really caught my attention. And it was that clients who came to us, some of them had talked to other contractors and felt like they got cookie cutter designs and they weren't happy with that. And they came to Dave Fox and they said that we nailed it. So I just love hearing that. So I stepped in the interior design managers meeting the other day and just kind of told all of our designers, you know, that I thought that was really amazing. And I said, it would kill me if I read somewhere that they went somewhere else for that.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, I challenged them. I said, you know, keep the creativity
up. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't sit idle, you know, you got to challenge yourself, keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Because that's really cool.
I know. Well, and I mean, even when we had Rachel on the other week about the bathroom and mudroom she did for a client that was moving, and having to kind of restrain herself in that design to make it appealing to everybody, she still pushed it the appropriate amount that... Yeah. There's still a pop of color. There's still really beautiful lighting. There's, you know what I mean? They're even playing it, quote unquote, safe.
Yeah.
She was able to not make it cookie cutter or boring. Mm-hmm. And I think that that takes a lot of talent to be able to meld those two together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so speaking of some of our designers and what they're kind of seeing for 2024, Faith, one of our interior designers, in 2024, we're going to see more lighting scenes in different locations. Instead of can lights, you'll see more inventive recessed lighting to alter the mood of a space.
I think we're definitely ready for that. Can lights have kind of, they've been phenomenal for, for too many years now.
I agree. Yeah. I know. I think about my grandmother's kitchen that had the, almost, it was like just a big light.
Fluorescent?
Yes, square fluorescent. It like filled the whole island.
I know. In the 80s, that was the coolest thing
ever.
Well,
this is when that was. And oh my gosh, it was so big. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, yours truly installed some of those.
I bet.
Just thought it was wonderful.
Again, these trends that we get caught up on. Mm-hmm. But I think that lighting has come a long way, and I think it's just going to continue. Mm-hmm. I mean, the advancements that like LED lighting has made and things like that, that just make lighting so much easier. You don't have to worry about, oh, I'm going to have to change that bulb and how I'm going to get to it.
And you can get so much more creative with lighting too, because the LED, how small they are.
I know.
Some of the shapes and sizes that you can get now in lighting is amazing.
Yes. One thing I have on my personal to-do list for early 2024 is we have under cabinet lighting, but it is not LED. Mm-hmm. And it makes everything in the cabinet so hot.
Okay.
And then they burn out all the time. Oh, yeah. I've lived there 2 years and we've had to change all the lights like twice.
Okay.
And so that is my like must do project for this year is to change out that under cabinet lighting because it is so nice to have.
Yeah.
It really, I love having just it on, you know, for entertaining in the evening or watching a movie at night or something like that. And it sets a very distinct mood for the space, but not when half of them are burnt out.
Yeah.
Or you go get a glass and it's hot.
Yeah.
Kind of ruins that mood for me.
It feels good when it's 5 degrees outside, though.
Yeah. If it's a mug, it's great. It's a heated mug, you know, but if it's for ice water, not as great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely a lot of lighting. You know, Faith also mentioned seeing more toe kick lighting in kitchens and bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And that can be a really interesting kind of add to a space. I've seen that done in a few times, and it really is very cool. Mm-hmm. I've even seen it integrated into like base trim molding and kind of lights up the wall. That can be really fun.
Yeah.
But lighting definitely is going to be a big add for 2024. And then also just even, you know, outlet covers and kind of coming up with better and more appealing visuals for that kind of stuff. And seeing that aesthetic in all of the lighting elements come to life, I think, mm-hmm. is also going to be part of it. I think I've mentioned this before, but I have lamps in our family room because we don't have any overhead lighting in there. And I found light bulbs that have a wireless switch that you just stick on the wall. And so I got a plate that makes it all seem like it's one. And it's so nice to have that, except for I have one lamp that the cord has to kind of go along the wall and there's nothing else in front of it. And it just drives me bonkers.
Okay.
But I have yet to be able to find, they have battery operated or rechargeable light bulbs, which are great, but the lighting source out of them is terrible.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to the advancement in that type of technology, mm-hmm. Kind of also coming forth with lighting. Because, man, to not have to plug in a lamp would be so great.
Yeah.
At least when the cord is in the way. But a lot of backlit mirrors also, and just lighting and technology and how it's used. You know, motion sensing, voice, programmable controls, mm-hmm. all of that kind of lighting and technology is definitely gonna just continue to grow and enhance everything that we do. I love a good motion sensored light.
Yeah.
I think they're so mm-hmm. functional.
Yeah. Yeah. I put one in, well, anywhere where if you're typically like a laundry room, if you're carrying stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have to, you got a load of clothes and you don't want to have to reach over and turn the light on. That's a great room for it. My little shop in the basement, where I open the door and the light comes on is so nice because mm-hmm. I might be carrying something in and out of there.
Yeah.
Very functional.
Yeah. We have it in our storage room in the basement just because it's an easy room to forget the light.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I have it in our primary closet.
Yeah.
Just because of the way the switches were done, there was a light switch. The only light switch for the closet was in the closet, which when you're leaving the bathroom, I used to always forget that one.
Okay.
And I'd have to walk back. So we just changed it to...
Yeah.
To be motion sensored, which has been a nice...
That's a perfect application for that.
A pantry is another great spot for a motion sensored mm-hmm. light, things like that. But lots of technology and lighting, and I think that's just going to continue to grow.
No doubt.
Yeah. And then one more quick trend before the break for 2024. This one's from Andrea. For 2024, we're going to start seeing more interior trim that is not white.
Yeah.
It may be stained, neutral, painted, old colors, things
like that. When I read that, it was really cool to read all these from our designers because, man, they really have some great ideas here. But I got excited about that. I'm thinking, oh, my house, where can I do that? Because I want to do that.
Yeah, I think the matching the trim to your wall color, especially when you're going with a bold or deep color, has definitely become more and more popular mm-hmm. and something I personally love to see.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, you're listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. We are here every Sunday morning or on podcasts over the world. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. Today we are talking about trends. We're setting trends for not the whole world, but just the United North America. Let's just leave it at that.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We don't want our influence to get too...
We don't want to be too big. I mean, it's hard enough to go to the grocery store anymore without someone stopping me for an autograph.
I believe that. Yeah. It never happens to me, but yeah, I could see that happening to you.
Obviously kidding. But yes, so, you know, speaking of the trim color and things like that, just the bold wall color choice in general, we've been seeing more of, you know, we take our project photos and it makes such a difference in a room. If you are going to go with that bold, deep color, maybe a dark color, mm-hmm. to not just paint the walls, but to match your trim to that changes the whole feel. And mm-hmm. then to even go one step further and paint your ceiling also.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just... completely elevates a space so much, adds warmth, character, and just elegance to
a
space.
Or how about a more neutral color on the walls and a bold trim?
Yeah. You'd have definitely
to be
see that.
Bold to do that.
You know, it's interesting. Well, gosh, how many years ago was that that we did that bathroom in Delaware that was really a classic, all white subway tile, white floor,
yeah,
chrome, you know, everything, fixtures, and then this bright teal ceiling.
Yes.
And
that was striking.
It was striking, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yet timeless, mm-hmm, because of its classic elements and the way those blended together. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that had to be close to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
8 years ago, maybe, yeah. 9, 10. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. And still would be wonderfully on trend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's just interesting and also really cool to see our designer's ability to be able to do something like that, mm-hmm, and have it last a decade.
You know, to think just a paint color could make such a difference,
yeah,
in the way a room looks and stuff.
I know.
I mean, it's inexpensive,
yeah,
but just a good idea put to use can just be game changing.
Yes. I've been in the process of convincing Oscar that we should paint our entire bedroom,
yeah,
dark.
Really?
I want to do ceiling, walls, and trim, mm-hmm, and get new carpet.
Okay. That's just the beginning, Oscar.
Yes.
Yep.
Don't tell him.
It all grows from there.
But no one tell him, but that's why I'm going to convince, okay, him to do that and the new lighting in the kitchen. That's the goal all for right this year. All right. So also, you know, this trend is interesting because when you first hear of it, it makes you think of the 50s, but square tile,
mm-hmm,
it's back, which I immediately think of my Upper Arlington bathroom that had square pink tile, which is not the trend.
Yeah.
Cool. But it's something that we see a lot in Upper Arlington, especially, yeah, in those bathrooms, that square pink tile, yeah, or blue.
It was a trend 60 years ago.
Yeah.
70 years ago.
But a lot of the bathrooms we redo in Upper Arlington, the before pictures of an Upper Arlington bathroom almost all look the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely...
It was a real trendy place back then.
It was very trendy, I guess so. But the square tile is back, but it's not the flat single color, mm-hmm, that you found back then. It's a lot of 4x4 tile, but a lot of shade and texture.
Yeah, and iridescence too.
Yeah, mm-hmm, and even imperfect edges,
yep,
which really adds a lot of character and things like that. It's a really... And what's nice about this trend is it's also a very classic trend. I think because it's not that, you know, baby girl pink or baby boy blue color that you're seeing, it's usually a pretty warm shade. It's really timeless.
Yeah. So you take the color, the unique color combinations in the sheen with, as you said, it's an irregular tile.
Yeah.
There's depth of texture to it.
Yeah.
So you got real strong texture and very unique color, mm-hmm, in the sheen.
Yeah.
So that together is really... great combination.
Yeah. So that was from Amber, that trend, mm-hmm, that she's hoping to see more of and has seen a lot of. But it's really just a good choice for a backsplash, bathrooms, and really modernizes a space.
Yeah. You could even take a room in the house, maybe it's a laundry room or your kitchen or something, and just do a section of wall or some backsplash,
yeah,
with a tile like that. And it's amazing the change it would make.
Absolutely. Now you're making me want to do that in my laundry room. That's a great space, yeah, for that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I do have an extra project.
All right. Oscar, get your tile cutting tools out.
He loves my job, but I have all these great ideas and get to see all the cool stuff that comes out.
Yeah.
He thinks it's great. All right. So another trend, this one is from Michelle, our interior design manager, is smart storage. I love this trend. Homeowners are always looking for ways to simplify and organize all areas of their home, especially early into the new year. We will see continued trend of adding functional storage to kitchens, but with a new focus on pantries.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there is a trend of kind of that really organized space. And I think not only just organized, but organized in a beautiful way, in kind of a monochromatic simplified way.
Yeah, and very intentional storage.
Yes.
I mean, specific items go specific places and the storage is made.
Yeah, that's on Instagram. You're constantly being served like reels and other people's stories. And there's a couple people I follow that do all these reels of organizing like their refrigerator or a closet or something like that. And it has the sound accentuated of putting everything away, you know?
Oh, I see.
And it is the most appealing thing to watch. It's just so perfectly organized. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. And everything's all the same color.
Love to organize all that stuff like
that. I do.
Okay. Sometime when you're just not sure what to do in the office.
Just come over
to my office and do a little organizing for me, would you?
Your closet with all those wires in it actually makes me itch.
See, wouldn't that be so, you know, I don't know, stress relieving for you to organize my closet?
Only if you could keep it that way.
Oh,
and I don't know that you could.
There's always a catch.
I know, right? I will. If you can commit to keeping it organized, I would be happy to organize it for you.
I'll have to dwell on that for a while.
Okay, all right. But we'd have to make a bet or something that if you keep it, if you unorganize it, something has to give.
I am a good unorganizer now that you mentioned it.
But yes, I do like things very, very meticulously organized. So smart storage, love that trend. Mm-hmm. And the focus on pantries makes total sense. It's a great place to have that organization can just really up the capability of the space, you know, when something's well organized. So this next trend is super fun, but personality, I think, is very on point of a trend. We've seen it kind of growing even with our clients and our interior designers' ability to push them a little bit further, but adding their own personality to a space. I feel like it's gone are the days of designing for the next homeowner, right? And you know, even Rachel says, you know, it hurts her little interior design heart to see clients make choices based solely on resale value of
design.
She
is Miss Personality.
Yes. I know. But you know, what's so great about that kind of mentality and even Rachel in general is it ups everybody's game, right? Mm-hmm. When someone else is doing these kind of big, bold choices and personality, or even if you have a friend that just remodeled their bathroom and they made bold choices, it makes you more inclined to make bold choices once you see them and realize how much extra beautiful it can make a space when it has your personality in it. And you can appreciate someone else's personality through design, even if it's not your own. But yeah, so definitely starting to see clients make more personalized design choices and just really seeing this trend gain momentum in the coming year. There are so many interesting wallpapers, tiles, cabinet colors, lighting options, paint colors, and moldings to help make a space feel custom. And this is what really helps turn your house into a home. And that's very true.
There are so many ways to add personality. And so many unique products today, you know, as we mentioned, the LED lighting and how creative you can get with that. But even the bold wall coverings that are coming back. Full color, the tiles, you know, that are maybe traditional size, but non-traditional look.
I know we've been working on, we're making some updates to our trade show booth that you'll see this year at the Home and Garden Show at the end of February. And we're making some kind of bold choices on there. I'm excited to show off. But yeah, it's been exciting. It's been fun being able to be kind of bold. You know, and just give it personality.
Rather be bold.
Than boring.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
Yeah. All right. But that is what our interior designers see coming for 2024.
Cool. Okay. We're going to get some more of this good information here as soon as we're back. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, where today we're talking about trends in for 2024 trends.
Yeah.
We do that every year, right?
Yep.
It'd be fun to go back to a radio show 10 years ago and listen to that segment.
Well, I don't know if we've been doing it for 10 years, but definitely a while we've been doing a trends episode.
All right.
But yeah, it is, you know, as we talked about at the beginning, definitely interesting to look back on trends and see how they've changed and always fun to, you know, it'd be an interesting task to kind of write your opinion on a new trend right now and then see how you feel about it in December.
You know, what sticks in my mind there so vividly is, okay, so I go clear back to the 70s in doing remodeling.
Yeah.
And you know what one of the really strong trends was then? Was like a dark brown oak cabinets with a bright orange countertop.
Yeah.
Was the coolest thing you have ever seen. I remember putting those in and just like, oh, this is so cool.
our first house growing up.
Did that trend stop for or anything? Do you know?
A little bit, but it's coming back around.
Okay. All right.
I was thinking back to my first house had this orange square terracotta tile through like the whole first floor. And I'm like, you know what? That would be kind of back on trend.
No. Yeah.
I remember those cabinets that were like almost an off-white, like yellowish melamine. And then at top was like an oak little sliver that was also the handle.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but that was our kitchen. And I feel like that was just everywhere.
Contemporary European styling.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It is funny.
The pickled finishes.
Yeah. There was a lot of that kind of terracotta orange in our house, in our first house. But yeah, it's fascinating how the trends change.
Yep.
Although I always, with clothing and interior design kind of go hand in hand as the trends change. A lot of times the trends you see in color of clothing is also what you'll start to see in home. And I feel like often clothing kind of comes first and then interior design. But sometimes it can be the opposite. But I was, the side parts and skinny jeans are quote unquote out. And us millennials, you're going to have to rip them out of our dead cold hands because I don't think we'll ever give up our side parts and skinny jeans. But I think there's certain trends that'll be the case for too.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember growing up and I had some of my friends' moms would dress like it was the 80s. They still did their hair like it was the 80s. And I just would think to myself, gosh, I would never do that. Stick to an old trend like that. And here I am with my side part and skinny jeans holding on tight.
I had no problem giving up my bell-bottom polyester suits.
Really?
Yeah.
I think those should bring a
Talk
comeback.
Talk about staticky. Oh my gosh. Your pants would just stick in the wintertime.
You know what? Maybe that should be what our bet is. If I organize your your cord closet in your office and you get it unorganized, you have to come back into the office in a bell-bottom polyester suit.
No. Never, ever, ever.
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be better if no one else knew about it and you just showed up in that. No one knew why.
What happened to Gary?
Yes. I think Gary's losing it. But, some other trends that we've heard about and have seen, Studio McGee points out the warm reds. And this is a good example of where we've seen a lot of that red coming back in fashion, red and pink also, but I think that one's kind of on the way out. But a lot of reds are making the appearance in fashion and also in the home, but in a different way, in kind of rich and cozy terracotta, dusty pinks, deep red tones like a burgundy or a rust, soft mauve, shades of brown and earthy red undertones. I've definitely seen a lot of those coming back, especially that terracotta, even in terracotta pottery and the tile, all sorts of areas.
Yeah, I think keyword being earthy, right?
Earthy is... Very earthy, for sure. And almost, and kind of that, with elements of that Japandi type of style too, for more a modern look, but a lot of warm, earthy tones, browns, red undertones, that sort of color scheme.
Nature colors.
Yeah, it's definitely coming back. We're seeing a lot of it. The burgundy, I'm really excited and interested to see that come into the home and interior design. I'm not sure I quite envision it yet, but I'm excited about that. I think that'll be really, really beautiful. Studio McGee has been great because they have their line at Target Threshold that's kind of made really high-end design affordable, which is nice. So a lot of these design trends you're seeing are really approachable. They've made them very approachable in ways that you can bring into your home and things like that. A lot of Italian inspired pieces with glass and iron, plaster, ceiling medallions, marble, all of those types of elements we're also seeing come back into a space. Mm-hmm.
Ceiling and medallions and texture and patterns and ceilings. Yeah, we've been doing that now for a few years.
Yeah.
But many, many, many years ago, that was so popular.
Yeah.
In some of the old.
I think really, honestly, to me, the trend is really just those accoutrements.
Yeah.
It's all about the extras, you know, the molding, the richness of color, the lighting. They're all these little extra details that just elevate a space and make it feel, more expensive, more custom, all the things, more warm, everything like that. Also kind of in line with what some of our designers were saying, but maximizing personality. A lot of heavy patterns, wallpapers, drapes, rugs, upholstery, all that kind of really heavy, deep, dark wood stains, but always with that warm and brownish red undertone, mm-hmm. I think is really the kind of underlying theme there. And then just some really great pairings and how you put everything together, which is this is where an interior designer really plays a crucial role in a design, is being able to pair things that are different but together. And it's, you know, those beautiful kind of the plaster and the stone with the sleek and more modern elements like the glass and the straight lines and things like that. And being able to pair those two can be really hard without kind of help of an interior designer.
Yeah. So you've got the geometry and the color and the texture.
Yeah.
All working together.
Yeah, absolutely. And so those are some of the trends from Studio McGee and that we're going to be seeing. And then from Howe's, you know, just that timeless style, kind of that old is new again feel. And I'm definitely seeing that. And I think that's true with the kind of warm reddish brown undertones. Kind of makes you feel like that old is new again.
Yeah.
That timeless classic.
You know, if you think of some of the sci-fi shows, when you think of space and stuff, it's either like all metal and super sleek or it's all earthy. Like a lot of the Star Wars landscapes and stuff and buildings were made out of like a clay type stuff.
Yeah.
So earthy was even, you know, cool in the sci-fi shows. So
yeah, I mean, I think Star Wars is the trend, Gary.
Okay, got it.
It's not, but I know what you mean. Like it is interesting to think the old is new again. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that is a very kind of good way of putting that with all the design trends, even the square tiles, the colors, the bold choices, and I think the lighting, I think, is kind of the most modern of the trends, really. But otherwise, mm-hmm. a lot of the old is new again. Handmade clay tiles, rustic wood elements, arches everywhere. I've definitely seen that trend, and I love it.
Yeah,
I love all the arches.
Yeah.
And again, but having it done in the right way, mm-hmm. you know, is crucial.
Yeah, it's just some of those geometric shapes just have such an impact on how you feel when you get into a room.
Yeah.
How you feel about space.
Yeah.
It's very important.
I know. It's exciting to think through all the design trends and where everything's headed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So trends are important.
Yeah.
And being on track with trends.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So I'd like to invite everyone to visit our website if you want to see some of the trendy things we've been doing. Okay. A lot of photographs there. We'd like to hear from you if you want to reach out to us by email. The email address is info@davefox.com. Our website is davefox.com. You can go to davefoxradio.com. There we've got all of our previously broadcast radio shows. We just love chatting with you all, and we will be back next Sunday morning at 8.